Nearly 10 years after it was formed, Ohio's new African Immigrants Commission holds its first meeting tonight. The panel will advocate for sub-Saharan African interests in Ohio. Governor Kasich recently made 6 appointments. Even though several spots remain vacant, the group is excited to get started. After years of waiting, the formation of the new African Immigrants Commission came suddenly.
We sat 2 years idle and did not hear anything. And then, out of the blue, just about a couple months ago, some of us started receiving calls from the governor's office.
That's Ibrahima Sow, one of the new commissioners. He's a community engagement coordinator at the Ohio History Connection.
When I got the call to reaffirm if I wanted to get appointed, it felt surreal because it was something that I thought wasn't going to happen anymore. And it was a little disappointing that it took so long, but then I was excited that it finally happened.
State lawmakers created the board in 2008, and it was supposed to be seated in 2009. At the end of July, Governor Kasich seated 6 people to the board, the minimum number needed for the commissioners to get to work. Ashland University Associate Education Professor Rosaire Ifedi was also appointed by the governor. Ifedi says she's anxious to begin.
We're ready to work, because there's a lot of work to be done. If you read the law, it's about 12, 13 different assignments. And so we have to get together and work.
First order on the agenda? Get the word out that the new African Immigrants Commission is operating and here to serve.
I think one of the most important things too is just communicating a very unified front to the rest of the continent so that people know we want to hear their voices.
Ibrahima Sow says a key goal is to determine just how many sub-Saharan Africans live in Ohio.
And we need to be able to collect that data, see what kind of impact they have, where they live, and to be able to really collect the challenges that they have and be able to advocate on their behalf.
With that information, commissioners can survey the needs of Ohio's African community and get to work on specific issues. State Senator Charlita B. Tavares has been involved in advocating for the commission's formation for years. The Columbus Democrat is happy to see it beginning its work.
Certainly, we have a large number of Africans from throughout the continent, and there are unique needs. In different parts of the state, the economic security of their families, whether it's in education or health care, their needs may be different.
It's now up to Republicans and Democrats in the legislature to fill the remaining commission spots. Ifedi says the difficulty remains, coming up with a diverse list of appointees who live in different areas of Ohio and originate from a geographical spread of Africa. But she's excited to get the ball rolling.
Set our policies, set our agenda, see the things we can accomplish within the year is almost over, but we're not going to put any time to waste.
Adora Namigade, WOSU News.